Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Allows you to decide who should you invest in. You guys remember Amy Schmidauer from the conference, right? By the way, super cool story. One of our Author Academy Elite authors was paid by Tony Robbins to teach his business mastery class, her stuff. I mean, pretty cool, you know? But Amy was talking to me this week, and she was saying, I asked her, what are you so happy about your book? What are some good things? What are some bad things? She said, Carrie, I love the fact that I wrote a book for a reason I didn't even see coming. I said, tell me about it. What are you talking about? She says, in the past, when I would get a call from a potential client to hire me to help them with their video in the business, vlogging, V-L-O-G-I-N-G, right? Something like that, whatever. Spell check me. But she says, I used to have to spend a lot of time saying, are they right? Can they afford me? Do they really need me? You know, do they really need my expertise? Or, you know, should I send this person away? She says, now you know what my first word is? What do you think it is? She says, read the book and then we'll chat. So for her as an author, she uses the word free, and sometimes she gives away these copies. Other times she says, you know, go on Amazon and buy it. But she uses a $15 paperback, $30 hardcover to filter whether that client is worthy of her time and their time. And she loves it. She calls it a velvet rope, and it's a vetting process where free becomes a vetting process. I've actually had people that have asked to meet with me. And again, it's not that, ooh, I'm so busy. I have three kids, okay? I got three kids under the age of 12. I got a fantastic wife. I can't say yes to everything. I just can't. Otherwise, I won't have a marriage and a family, right? So for me, I always use vetting. And there were times in the past where someone needed something. I really wanted to help them. I knew the first half hour of our talk, we would spend rehashing a book principle anyway. So I just invited them, you know what, I'd love to meet with you, and I believe in your charity, you know, a lot of times nonprofits, I believe in your charity, but here's what I want you to do. Read this article and respond back to me with a paragraph about your thoughts. Then I'll know that when we sit down and talk, we can have a higher level conversation. Do you think a lot of people read that paragraph? What do you think? No. Someone's not even willing to read a paragraph for 10 minutes and respond back with a few sentences. Do you think I should bend over backwards to meet with them?
No.
You should set up free qualifiers so that when you get in front of people eyeball to eyeball, they are highly qualified leads. And let's face it, hungry people that you want to work with.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.